There's a lot of activity going on in Washington.
Boy, there sure is.
I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNXX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Harold Woolley is the past president of the National Corn Growers Association and the current chairman of the board, and he's a farmer producer from Madelia, Minnesota, and like he, most are watching what's going on in Washington.
Between the reconciliation bill that's being considered by Congress, the Make America Healthy Again report that's due out, I believe, today, Keith, so you bet, always a lot of action.
One thing, markup bill, that did get interesting. The House Ag Committee definitely holding some hearings regarding that. I believe it was a course of 2 to 3 days. And things, if you listen closely, got heated between the Democrats and Republicans on that.
Yeah, I don't think that that's too surprising. You know, with the Republican majority in the House, they pretty much get to do what they want.
Well, that's one thing that you like to do as well, Harold. Get out and visit with producers, listen to their concerns, serve as their voice, take that information to Washington. So when we really look at that farm bill, some of the priorities that the corn growers have?
Absolutely. You know, we support some improvements to the Title I safety net programs, some improvements to the crop insurance program, and both of those are in that reconciliation bill. So we're hopeful that we get to see those improvements pass.
So like many in the industry, we are watching carefully, closely what's going on in Washington, especially when it comes to farm legislation and getting that farm bill done before the expiration date of September 30th. That's your WNXX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.